Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that's enough of that. It's only 15 minutes today. Quick episode of Parent Unafraid. I'm Jay Davis, flying solo. Sam's Jacob Curran. Boy's getting ready to go off and do his grown-up thing. So, felt obligated to get on the air and talk a minute today about what's going on. Invite some calls. Heck, give us a call, please. 646-787-8525. There's a lot going on, not only, you know, personally and in the state of Nebraska, but nationwide, worldwide. I know if anybody is listening, then you probably followed some of the same stories on Facebook, Canada. The whole thing is a mess. It's ridiculous. These entities, these agencies, and the people that work for them, judges, attorneys, guardians ad litem, have the attitude, the opinion, and they carry themselves in a manner that projects the belief that they're untouchable, that they can't be stopped, that none of their actions will they ever be held accountable for. And I don't care if this never goes to court. I don't care that if this never sees the light of day. But I'm going to let these sons of bitches know that I'm not going anywhere, that I'm not going to just let them off the hook. Whether I need to come on a 15-minute internet podcast, you know, once or twice a month and complain, or whether I need to go down in front of their office buildings and hold a sign, whatever it takes, whatever I need to do is what I'm going to do. And I know that there's plenty of you out there who feel the same way. In fact, it is Wednesday, and those of you who are listening, if there are any, you know, I'm just going to believe that there are, that there's millions of listeners right now. So I invite all 8 million of my listeners right now down to the Deuce Space this afternoon from 5 to 7. 72nd and Dodge, there's a Dunkin' Donuts inside this neat little facility. And remove Jed Cirkovich. Folks are going to be down there planning their next move, trying to do things the right way, maybe more effective way than what I'm doing right now. So, Douglas County residents, registered voters, Sarpy County residents, people who aren't registered to vote, go down and make your voice heard. Those folks are down there, and they're gonna set you up with signs. They're gonna help you become part of a change, and you know, I think that's important. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't even know where to go without old Jacob Curran here. Jake, you know, if you're listening, love you, man. So anyway, I guess I've been doing some thinking, and I don't think that I'd be entirely out of line if I were to reveal a little more about, you know, the status of my situation. You know, currently, you know, my boys, while they haven't been returned home to me, they're no longer wards of the state, which, you know, heck yeah, that's good. That's disappointing, to say the least. My struggle with the court right now has nothing to do with my kids or their involvement with the state or the state's involvement with my kids or lack thereof. fight right now is entirely about my rights and your rights, our rights as parents in the state of Nebraska to parent our children and not be afraid unnecessary, unwarranted intrusion in our lives, and also about protecting our rights as citizens in general, the equal protection under the law, due process, and certain guarantees that were written in the Constitution. Basically, in my situation, and I know that this is true in many other situations, when it came time when they decided to try to take my kids out of my home, number one, it was completely unjustified, and they knew that. And in order to get any judge to sign off on an order to remove the children, there were certain lies that were going to need to be told. And these lies were told on a petition or an affidavit supporting a petition for removal of the children by certain members of the Department of Health and Human Services who just told outright lies. These lies were proven to be so when we went to court. Basically, they in their affidavit, they claimed that they spoke to the principal of my children's school who told them that she had great concerns about me as a father because I seemed to be very up and down, moody. My cheeks appeared sunken in. My children were always late to school and things like that. What they didn't realize was that the day that they came to my home and decided they were going to start messing with us, I immediately started making phone calls to professionals that are involved in my life and my children's lives, principals, teachers, doctors, counselors, and asked them not to write me a letter of recommendation, but merely to write down their observations of me as a father and my family as a whole. The principal of the school wrote a letter basically saying I was the most involved parent that she'd ever seen. The children were always well-behaved, taken care of. They did well in school, participated in extracurricular activities. Absolutely nothing about any concerns that she had about me as a parent. It was a great letter. When presented with this evidence, after testifying in court that the principal had such concerns, I presented the call coming in here, and I don't know how to take it. Well, sorry, caller. I'm an amateur. So, anyway, those of you who are listening, I just really want you to know that court's not the end of the line. It may seem like it. Struggle is hard. You're up against the wall. You're up against the world, really. And they have absolute power, absolute control over your life. And you'll hear one side of the fence tell you, you know, just go along and keep your head down and do as you're told and everything will be fine. But then the very core of you says, this isn't right. This is wrong, and someone needs to stand up. Well, you're right. Someone does need to stand up. This needs to end. The absolute power that these people wield to ruin your family, to destroy your lives, to corrupt your children, to leave them impacted for the rest of their lives, further an agenda, all to cover their asses, all to hide the fact that I had no reason to be involved in your life from the beginning. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. There are instances, and I've said this time and again, and I'll say it time and again, there are instances where the involvement of these agencies, these entities, these individuals is necessary. And I'm sure that there's a great number of these people who work for such agencies that truly have the best interests of the families they serve and the children they serve at heart. But the few who don't, I wouldn't say the few, but there are those who don't. There are those who have absolutely no idea what the best interest of your children and your family is. They don't care. They know what's in the best interest of their agency. And certainly at the administrative level, not one of them gives a damn what happens to your family. It's all the bottom line. So my presence here is basically to tell you that I'm not going anywhere. And I'm hoping that one or two of the millions of listeners that we have are members of the agencies that I'm speaking of, and I'll call them out loud: the Nebraska Family Collaborative, the Department of Health and Human Services, Capstone Behavioral Health, Beneficial Behavioral Health, Heartland Family Service. But if any of you are listening, I'm not going anywhere. And it's time to put an end to your rampant destruction of innocent families, innocent children. It's come to an end. And I'm going to make sure of that. Now, whether that is through the court, which they seem to be going full speed ahead there in federal court, and that's exciting. But whether it comes through the court, or whether it comes through the internet, or whether it comes through standing on the corner of 72nd and Dodge with the remove judge circumstance people, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going anywhere. So I appreciate you listening today. Brief episode. Caller who tried to call in and I couldn't get to you. I apologize. Like I said, I'm an amateur, but I'm going to get better at this, and we're going to put a stop to all the shit that's going on. So, remember, tonight, 5 to 7 at Deuce Base, 72nd and Dodge, the Dunkin' Donuts, meet up with the Remove Judge Circumvents people. Visit their website, removethisjudge.org. And then tomorrow night, from 4 to 6, I believe, 72nd and Dodge, come down and hold a sign, get honked at during rush hour. Let your voice be heard. Let them know that we're not going anywhere. Thanks for listening.